The whole book of Revelation concerning our future emphasizes the fact that God is going to make us kings and priests unto God. In chapter 1, it's very clearly said. In chapter 5, also there you can see the emphasis. And now here in chapter 20, we just read here, right? And they shall be priests of God, of Christ, of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Again, you see that the final goal is to make us priests and kings to reign with him, serving God as priests and reigning with Christ together as kings. This is very important. This is the grand finale, the very goal that God has created man in Genesis, to have dominion, to rule over God's creation, and of course to serve God as priests. So we need to learn to practice the priesthood. And of course, Peter repeated that also again, that God's desire is to make us a kingdom of priests, right? A holy and royal priesthood. So I really hope that so much repetition concerning this burden will be written in our hearts and cause everyone to practice. Don't take this for granted, because this is your destiny. This is what God wants us to be. And this is why at the very end, the 144,000 are standing with him there on Mount Zion with the Lamb before the throne of God. And we are serving God, and we are going to rule with Christ as kings on this earth. This is very important. This is the goal. Praise God. Amen. I hope that the reality will be our enjoyment, keeping the feasts of the Lord, and then serving as priests, experiencing Christ. This is a unique way to make us co-kings together with Christ. Don't think it's a doctrine. No, it is not. The practice of the priesthood will cause all of us to enjoy and experience this Christ as the reality of all of these offerings that will perfect us. How else are you going to be perfected? Show me a better way. I'm open. But it has to be according to the scriptures. There is no other way. You want to be like Christ, then you have to experience all of these wonderful offerings. And at the end, to pour yourself out as a drink offering, just like the Lord did on the cross. That is the only way for us to reach the goal. Without being the priest today, you cannot be a co-king when time comes. How are you going to be a co-king? We need the burnt offering to experience Christ as one who is absolute for God's will. Remember, the Lord said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but those who do the will of the Father in heaven. So that's the burnt offering. Of course, in our daily living, we are training ourselves to do the small will of the Father. But those are just a training for us. We need to go from there to do the great work of God today. What is he going to do with us here? What is he going to do in Taiwan? What is he going to do in Canada, in Toronto? You should see the great work and the will of the Father. Thy will be done on earth, We have a great work to do to cooperate with him. This is why the Lord needs this 144,000 to stand with him on Mount Zion. It is not a small thing. We are not just having a nice meeting here and nice fellowship. No, we want to be one with God to carry out his plan on this whole earth, to destroy the devil, to recover a kingdom, this whole earth, for God's kingdom to come. God didn't create this earth for this junk. No. Don't say, oh, it has nothing to do with us. No. No, no. Canada, you all have to realize this in Toronto. Canada doesn't belong to so-and-so. It belongs to you. To you. Think big. You have to see what God wants us to do. He wants us to have dominion over all of his creation. He wants us to judge the earth, even to judge angels, to inherit the whole earth, and to rule over the nations. You read Psalm 139. It is the privilege of all the saints to chain the kings and judge them according to the word of God. 149, I'm sorry, right? It is your privilege. But you said you don't care. Then how are you going to rule over the nations and in God's kingdom to rule together with Christ if you don't care? Now you tell me. Of course, we are ruling today, not by guns and all that. But we are dealing with the very source of the problem that's going on today. We are fighting against the principalities and powers because they are causing the real trouble. They are the ones causing the real trouble. Satan, the devil, the whole world lies in his hands. If you don't realize this, you think, oh, yeah, it's just a trouble, but, you know, we are still okay. Then you haven't seen the vision. You don't know why you are here. We don't know why we are Zion today, why we are representing the heavenly kingdom on this earth today. This is not a doctrine. You need to see. Just like Revelation chapter 14. Behold. Lo, the Lamb of God standing on Mount Zion, not alone, but now with those 144,000. Don't you want to be part of that? Or you don't care? Emery, do you care? Then do something about it. If you really care, you have to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want us to do? How can we carry out your will on this earth? The Lord did tell us to pray, right? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is his will? Just to have a nice meeting here? To sing some songs? No. We got things to do. We have to go on. We need to ask our great King, how are you going to make all of your enemies your footstool? What is our part in that? How can we do to help? How can we pray in such a way that your will be done? And our whole heart must be in it. It must be the burden of God in our heart. It's not a small matter that the Lord is showing us. Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion to you? Well, if you talk about the church, oh, if you ask any Christians, what is the church? Oh, they will say, that's where we go on Sunday. What do you do? Oh, that's what we do on Sundays. Listening to a message and then go home. And of course, don't forget about the money. This is what the church is for them. But what is it for us? God desires a kingdom of priests. Because without being a priest, how are you going to be trained to be a king? So we all need to see this vision, this revelation of the Lord, this heavenly vision. I'm speaking to all of you out of my heart. The burden, it is a real burden. You need to see this. It is not just a dream. Paul, he's working for this. It's not just the first resurrection. It is what Paul was talking about in Philippians chapter 3. He wants to gain by any means this best resurrection, the outstanding resurrection, to be a king and co-kings, to inherit the kingdom. Do you have this desire? We're not just having a nice church meeting and a conference. No, this is not adequate. So may the Lord have mercy on all of us. Amen. It depends on everyone, not just a few people. No, every one of us. There, don't say we are a few. No, if you take a look at the numbers in the whole world, we are not just a few. And there's still some and many that we don't know. And we have to ask God, how are we going to accomplish this? God is the Almighty God. He is so powerful. But as powerful as he is, he needs you, he needs me, he needs all of us. He needs the younger one as well. You have got a few friends there. Gain them for God's purpose. Yeah. The Lord can use all of us. So we need to see a wider vision.
Amen.
So I hope that this conference, the short 3 days conference, will not just be some doctrines and teachings in the Bible for all of us, but it will give us a burning spirit for God's plan and purpose, that each one of us, even right there, wherever you are, yeah, will give yourself to God.
Amen.
You have to give yourself to God. Yeah. Tell God, here I am, use me, send me. Can you imagine in Isaiah, God has to ask the question, whom shall I send? Because there's nobody else, nobody wants it. And even in Isaiah, I think it's chapter 61, I cannot remember anymore which chapter it is, God was looking around and he saw no one, he could find no one to stand with him, so he had to fight the battle by himself. But that was in Isaiah. But definitely not in Revelation. He has an army in Revelation 19. And that army is not only the 144,000, those are the living ones who are alive, taken up to the throne there, but including all the man-child, all the overcoming ones in the past millennial. It's a great army there. We're not living in the time of Isaiah. But hey, are you willing? This is the question. Are you willing to give yourself? Maybe you think God doesn't need you. Then if God is not going to use you, who is he going to use? Why do you think the Lord is showing us all these? Just to let you know the Bible, what it means? Because God desires to raise up an army. He could have done it himself, okay, like some of the brothers have been sharing, because he's God. But God's principle is not to rule by himself. He created man to have dominion with him. What is man? Hebrews chapter 2. What is man that you're mindful of him? Why did he pay such a price to redeem you? Well, you should ask this question. Why are you saved? Why? What is the purpose? Because God wants us to rule with him, to have dominion. But we don't see it happening yet today, but we see Jesus. That's Hebrews chapter 2. But we see Jesus sitting on the throne, not by himself. He doesn't want to sit there by himself. He wants overcoming ones to sit with him on his throne. This is why he saved you. So give yourself to the Lord. Because the Lord is not going to force you, okay? He's not going to come here and warn you, Matthew, if you don't, then burn in hell. No, he saved you. He paid a price. He redeemed every single one of us for this great plan and purpose. Yes, God can rule by himself, but that was not his plan. Even Satan cannot rule today because it is set. The rule is set. Man, this is why he wants to destroy mankind. But the Lord redeemed mankind. He also needs man. He cannot just do it by himself. But neither can God. Not because God cannot do it. God is almighty, he is the most high God, the Lord of hosts. But he needs every one of you there in Toronto. Yeah, every one of you there.
Amen.
Vancouver, in Southeast Asia, in the Philippines, in Singapore. Don't say, oh, we are just a few. It doesn't matter. You know, the Lord says, hey, one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. Ah, the Lord's mathematics is different than ours. Huh. You have to believe that. Don't say, oh, I'm just a sister, I can do anything. Who says? Brothers and sisters, everyone is needed. Everyone is needed. So may the Lord encourage every one of us. I'm using this opportunity to stir up everyone in the spirit to consecrate yourselves to God. I did it, and I experienced what he can do. And I believe that the Lord can do it with anyone, as long as you consecrate yourselves to him. So praise the Lord. Amen. We need to have our eyes open to see. Don't just stay in your little world there. We need to see the great picture. What God is doing is great. It's really great. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.